Supply chain dynamics. Olmsted effect. It is important to understand the dynamics of the way demand flows through the supply chain because it can affect the performance of both purchasers and suppliers. Failing to communicate demand or promotion information and forecasting based only on your immediate customers' orders can create a situation called the bullwhip effect, which is a major problem that supply chain management is intended to solve. The bullwhip effect is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary in part as follows. An extreme change in the supply position upstream in a supply chain generated by a small change in demand downstream in the supply chain. Inventory can quickly move from being backordered to being excess. This is caused by the serial nature of communicating orders up the chain with the inherent transportation delays of moving product down the chain. The bullwhip effect can be eliminated by synchronizing the supply chain. Exhibit 3-46 shows the bullwhip effect. Exhibit 3-46. Bullwhip effect. A small flick of the handle of a bullwhip leads to progressively taller waves of movement in the whip. In our case, the impact will ripple through the supply chain echelons, tiers, and more variation will occur at each echelon. When a retailer has some minor fluctuation in demand, it might order a little more than the average demand after a stockout, or not order at all when there is a surplus. If these orders are all the distributor has to go on, and multiple retailers are creating a wider shift between minimum and maximum orders, then the distributor may also continue this trend of wide swings in orders. Sales promotions that are not communicated can exacerbate this effect because they can create a spike in demand that is not anticipated by the manufacturers and their suppliers. This encourages an overall increase in inventory and results in very difficult production schedules for manufacturers. Any failures to supply due to lack of inventory or raw materials will also give customers an incentive to order more next time for safety stock. An example of this effect was triggered through increased demand for cleaning supplies and personal protective equipment at the start of the COVID-19 pandemic in the United States, Europe, and elsewhere. A sudden, massive surge in demand resulted in stockouts at the retail levels, which triggered orders of increasing size of the supply chain. To further illustrate the bullwhip effect, let's follow an example that involves an infant crib manufacturer. Supplier 1 produces mattresses for the cribs, Supplier 2 produces mattress covers, and Supplier 3 produces a plastic liner that is inserted in each cover. The manufacturer and suppliers aim at holding no excess inventory and adjust production to meet downstream demand. In other words, the manufacturer produces to meet the retailer's estimate of demand. Supplier 1 estimates inventory needed by the manufacturer's demand, Supplier 2 by Supplier 1's demand, and Supplier 3 by Supplier 2's demand. Exhibit 3-47 shows the bullwhip effect in this supply chain over time. Production, prod, and beginning/ending levels of stock, B/E, are shown for each tier in the supply chain. When our story starts in period 1, the retailer orders 1,000 cribs based on forecast demand. The manufacturer fills this order with its starting inventory and puts another 1,000 cribs into production so that ending inventory will be 1,000 cribs, enough to satisfy forecast demand for period 2. For production, the manufacturer orders 1,000 mattresses from Supplier 1. To produce its own replacement inventory, Supplier 1 orders 1,000 mattress covers from Supplier 2, who in turn orders 1,000 plastic liners from Supplier 3. At the end of period 1, however, the retailer sees that it has overestimated demand by 50 cribs, so it decreases its order to the manufacturer from 1,000 to 950 cribs. Now we start to see the beginning of the bullwhip effect. In period 2, Supplier 1 will have excess inventory and will decrease production to meet the new demand. Supplier 2 has an even larger amount of excess inventory since Supplier 1 needed only 800 of the covers Supplier 2 had produced. Supplier 3 receives an order for 600 plastic liners instead of the anticipated 1,000. It now has to cut its production to 200 units. In period 3, there is a good likelihood that suppliers 2 and 3 will not be able to meet the downstream demand. There will be delays in deliveries. In period 4, the suppliers have adjusted their production to the apparently increased demand. Suppliers 2 and 3 now have excess inventory. It will take another period or so before the fluctuation dies down. In reality, the story will be more complicated. The suppliers may not be able to respond flexibly to increases or decreases, They may have to adhere to batch sizes. They may not be able to secure the same rates and schedule for transporting shipments of different sizes, and that may affect shipment sizes and delivery times. Causes of the bullwhip effect. Causes of the bullwhip effect include but are not limited to the following. Demand forecast updating in orders rather than demand. Each echelon in the supply chain forecasts its production independently, using downstream orders as a signal. Forecasting techniques that rely on immediate downstream partner orders rather than end customer demand tend to cause fluctuation in order amounts greater than that in the original demand amounts. Order amounts can vary for many reasons, such as when there is excess inventory to draw down. The ultimate demand may not vary by nearly as much. Order batching. Because of the expenses of ordering and transporting inventory, or because of the way material requirements planning systems perform, customers place orders at intervals, and orders from multiple customers often coincide. This has the effect of generalizing an increase in demand at one point of sale at one point in time. Price fluctuation. Forward buying, purchasing now to meet future demand because of promotional pricing, separates the actual rate of product use from the rate of its purchase, which distorts the image of demand. Rationing and gaming. When sellers ration customers to amounts, customers, fearful of not meeting their own customers' orders, tend to order more than they may need or order from multiple suppliers. When they end up with too much inventory, they cancel orders and suppliers are left with excess inventory. Mitigating the bullwhip effect. Attempts to mitigate the bullwhip effect aim at different parts of the problem. Improved forecasts based on point-of-sale data, in other words, better coordination of forecasting by all suppliers who are looking at the same raw demand data. Electronic data interchange, EDI, and internet connectivity support the direct sharing of actual customer demand by supply chain partners. Breaking up order batching by placing smaller orders more frequently. Ordering costs can be lowered by using electronic systems. Transportation costs can be controlled by working with customers to create full truckloads of mixed products. Getting agreement between supply chain partners to share information on planned promotions, as well as their actual results. Using methodologies that reduce reliance on forecasting in the operational phase, such as by implementing demand-driven material requirements planning. Stabilizing demand by decreasing the use of promotions. Eliminating gaming by allocating supplies to customers based on their historical demand or working closely with customers to align production with their anticipated inventory needs, for example, seasonal inventory. Restricting the ability of customers to return unsold product. Allowing vendor-managed inventory, VMI, which effectively removes one echelon, the retailer, from the chain, thus eliminating one of the waves in the bullwhip effect. VMI is discussed more elsewhere. Improving supplier relationships and formalizing communications to suppliers of promotions, discounts, inventory levels, and actual demand rather than just orders. This can be formalized by using collaboration methodologies such as collaborative planning, forecasting, and replenishment.